So the last time I was here, there was a somebody who told a poem that I forgot. I mean, it reminded me of a poem that I'd written. And I went looking for that tonight. I couldn't find it. It's on a piece of paper behind a bookcase or something somewhere. So I had to try and write it again. So it's a bit of a work in progress. As I walked amongst the anonymous faces of the city, I suddenly thought I recognized a face. He came closer and closer until we were face to face, and finally, I met myself. I looked deep into my eyes, and I could see that I'd dined with kings, I'd shared the dregs of a can with a hobo, I'd satiated on the euphoria of love, I'd wandered aimlessly in the depths of rejection. I looked deep into my eyes, and I could see that I'd fully lived the religion of half full. I'd pierced my veins with depression. I'd advised presidents on matters of state. I'd been rescued from my own mad mind. I looked deep into my eyes, and I could see that I'd hosted dinners for the creative muses. I'd been struck dumb at that pinnacle moment. I'd danced barefoot in a field of dreams, and I'd waged war with my own nightmares. And I looked at myself. I looked deep into my eyes. The city stood still. We stared at each other for what seemed like an eternity. Then I walked right past myself. I turned around and watched myself disappear amongst the anonymous faces of the city. And I wondered, would I ever meet myself again?
Cedric, in case another Cedric has a hug. Yeah,
it's called Better Light. I have been given bird names: crow, vulture, ostrich, penguin. I was ladle, a swallow even. But a sparrow, that's the first. I'll just hold on to that one then. She won't blink, but Lord, is she flapping this lip? I wonder if she's compensating for the lack of movement of her eyelids. That, or she could be snappy. I'm not too focused on her fit of rage, of which her high-pitched voice is the only alarm. I'm not like her, I say it many times. Sinister opportunist, cowardly or clumsy. But I meant no harm. A bird always knows where his nest is, and that is all that matters, I say it. Here we are now. Either in awe or madness, she's now silent. Little sparrow made it to the eye of the cyclone. The wall of devastation swirls around it, with the shining teeth of cutlery. All hope is gone. One of them hit me hard already. I did not try to avoid it, really. Just as I pecked worms in other lands, I accept the punishment that will leave a mark, receive the brand. I got beaten by the wind, my wings are broken. I wait for rain of tears to cleanse my dirty plumage. I can glide no more, but I'm alive. This heat is a fluke that erases all flicks and reminds me what's love.
Did you write that tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, written tonight.
Yay!
Put me in the
office. Simon, you ready? My partner Bobby asked me to write a poem about love, and this is what I knocked up. happened in the past few minutes. You asked me to write a poem about love, our love, and what it means. I was at a loss, scared not to do justice, to give enough of myself to justify the poets, because I was drawn to my ancestral land, Russia, where toasting in social convention is lifted. На здоровье, to health. Надежда, hope. The vodka ritual breaking barriers, and душа, a spirit band. Can force a band the heat of fusion gifted. You, my sun, the brightness in my day, bathes me in warmth despite the shadow of nature's clouds, giving me more in every way than I have ever had before. Before we were. What we are and what we can be is more than I ever hoped for, what I always hoped for. Somewhere in depths I knew I'd be with you forever, a dream realized, future's hopes, a shared core. Thank you.
Okay, so this is a poem about decisions, and it's called It Doesn't Take Much. So it doesn't take much to see how you landed here like a wasp at my window pane. Not knowing there's a barrier, you struggle on in vain. It doesn't take much to know where you wanted to go, but it's only a view to me. You can stay for another day looking out at what life should be. It doesn't take much to find the path you climbed. It's all written in your CV. And the dreams you had as a little child, just a distant memory. It doesn't take much to feel that it's all gone wrong. Your wings are frail, but your body's strong. Did you pass or did you fail, and is there a sting in the tail? It won't be long before the colours fade and the petals start to close. You need to try another way for the wasp to find a rose. Good. Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you very much. And another person. Rob, do you have a poem, actually? Can you always put your name down?
Here, go on. I'll pick one.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you a few more people for it. Okay, thanks. Charles, you ready?
I was told the last time that I didn't explain what I was on about enough before I started, but this is crystal clear, except for one thing, and that is, there is something called Falone, which you would buy, in fact, in the pork butchers. In a pork butchers.
Okay.
Johnny Moore, he lifted a squealing pig on his shoulders and walked down the shared laneway from the street with a steady, rolling step, and on into the backyard and the shed. Johnny Moore, our neighbor. Our dining room upstairs gave a view. You heard the humane killer, then the squealing stopped. We bought pork fillet, black puddings, sausages from next door, but never awful, and never, never bologna.
picked up your Patricia once. It's got postcard. If only love could kill me. Separation counts as rejection too, I know, but you whom I have loved so much in the past present days, spectrum and back. Here you and I am. We are old friends, old culture, folklore and song times. It can't be, won't you know? From my experience, I know. Crush me now, kill me later. Please, for another, I can't stagger on.
I think everybody's packing around, and I think it's just something special physically to mark from a kind of a big man to a beautiful girl, you know. So I was trying to convey that after seeing and writing it. So Tutankhamun, the moon, a bit of an hemisphere, struts, stuns, shocks, shorn bare of his locks, rushed moor towards Easter Island in jutting profile. Basalt rock carved and sleek in a frock. As his bouldered shoulders unfold and melt like fluid, he waxes. Rocks can flow, you know. Lava lakes can form and grow to burn with words and looks. Coal-eyed Tutankhamun, the moon. A sphinx decries a pretty minx. Barges on the lee of the Nile. He dances, Egyptian reggae inspired. So jinxed by life's ardour. So many chinks in his armour. His forest Carlovian, shapeshifter to sad drifter. Chameleon, Valentino, appeal the non. Al cool, so cold, so cold. This is dead meal. So I'll leave with that.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Okay. Rob?
Thanks. Sadness and gladness, in between the gulf. Two points divided by a wide, deep ocean. Losing and loving are sadness and gladness. Losing and loving are deep like the ocean, strong like the waves. Losing and loving and sadness and gladness both go and come back again. Thank you.
Right, we're just going to have a quick improvised scene.
Speak up!
We're going to have a quick improvised scene. It's a one-word story, so we will be joined together. What we will need from the audience is the title of a story that has never been told before. If you want to come a bit closer, actually, for this one, because it's hard to show back. It's up to yourself.
Psychic wins lottery. Okay,
we'll go. Right,
that's
one.
We
take two more, so.
Examining the evidence.
Examining the evidence. One more. Okay, we'll go with the psychic wins the lottery, so. Okay. Once
upon
a
time,
there
was
a
man
who
lived
in
a
small
house.
It
was
very
small,
damp
and
miserable.
In
his
dreams,
he
imagined
he
would
be
famous.
However,
this
was
very
difficult.
So,
one
day,
he
discovered cannabis and smoked lots of it. When he woke up, he decided to buy lottery tickets. This was his only time ever playing lottery. So he checked all past lottery tickets and discovered a secret code. He won the lottery.
The end. Yeah, yeah.